That's a beautiful painting. Yeah. So what are your roots to Tallahassee?
My roots are...
And your name, your first and last name.
I'm Larry Heiss Jr. They all call me Marty.
Marty, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. And your roots?
I was born in Muskogee, mm-hmm. but I grew up a lot in Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. My family has been here for a long, long time.
Long time.
My parents were born in Tallahassee.
Oh, wow.
And grew up here and went to school here and what have you.
Generations.
Yeah, it's a generational thing. Aunts, uncles, cousins, mm-hmm. all these folks in here is family.
Family. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of them.
Yeah.
With that being said, I went to school here too. I guess from what I understand what my mom said, I was a bad little kid.
Uh-oh.
was very intelligent.
Uh-huh.
So it was a deal where Mr. Ford was the superintendent of Tallahassee, mm-hmm. and they had me come into the school, and he was like, let's test this little kid out. And they gave me some kind of state test at 4 years old, and I tested very high, so they put me in kindergarten.
Wow.
Muskogee schools would not let me in school because I was not, quote, old enough.
Mm-hmm.
They let me in.
Wow. Like, he's ready. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. So that's my foray into Tallahassee. So I went to school here from kindergarten through third grade.
Carter G. Woodson. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
With that being said, my memories are vivid of what all we did and what have you, because what I learned then has set me forth to what I do today in life, which I'm a physician assistant.
So okay, wow.
With that being said, I was more advanced than the other kids when I went to Muskogee schools, the quote-unquote big city.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You were already ahead of them.
Yes, and the only reason why I left this was because I wanted to play football.
Uh-huh.
And this town didn't have football, and that's all.
So what do you remember? I'm so curious about what your memories are connected to the school. I've heard so many beautiful stories about it. What do you remember at that young age?
My teachers.
Your teachers.
Yes, who I had. I still remember them to this day. Mm-hmm. I think all of them are still alive. I see them from time to time. Miss Brown stands out, who is now Miss Gay. She's married to Coach Bonita Gay.
Mm-hmm.
She set me on the path to what I am right now.
Wow.
I remember vividly how if we done something wrong, it was stand up in your seat and you got a paddling right there on the spot.
Wow. Wow.
It wasn't this secretive thing back then when corporal punishment was legal, where they would send you into a room and you get your SWAT so nobody would see you be PC correct. No, you got it. You get embarrassed amongst your peers. You won't do that same thing twice.
Yeah, yeah.
And
wow.
I think we learned a lot from that.
Mm-hmm.
In kindergarten, I had Miss Denson, a great teacher. Writing was her big deal. I was left-handed, so if they was going to allow me to be left-handed, I was going to write the correct way. Not slant my paper, not do this, not do that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting licks. Hold your hand out. Whack with a
for being left-handed?
Ruler. Yeah. Well, no, she would sit at table and we was in a little semicircle type table, like a half moon.
Mm-hmm.
No, it would be like if you write outside the line. Hold your hand out. Whack. It wasn't just me. It was all of us.
Wow. Wow. Everybody got it.
Yeah. So you want, it wasn't being mean, but it was teaching some kids some discipline.
Mm-hmm.
There is a consequence for your action.
Mm.
I told you to write between the lines, and that's what you're going to do.
Wow. Wow.
And it was day over day. You do the right thing, the right things come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we're doing the right thing, we were rewarded for
it. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then we also were taught, you don't always get rewarded for doing the right thing, but you sure will get in trouble for doing the wrong
right.
thing.
Yep, that's
and that's
right.
That was a great learning experience here.
Yeah. So where are you still in Muskogee? Or
no.
Where are you now?
I am in Tulsa.
Tulsa, mm-hmm. okay. And you've been out there for how long?
Since 2004.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So not too far away from home.
No, no. Yeah. Muskogee is what, 15 miles from here?
Mm-hmm.
I've lived down there over the years. Tulsa is about, from where I live to here is about 29 miles.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. Do you come out here every Sunday?
Not every Sunday. I usually make it out about once a month. My parents still live out here in the area.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, awesome.
We grew up in Muskogee, but they end up building a house back toward where they grew up at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you ever see yourself coming back here to live one day?
Possibly.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
Like around retirement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm still connected enough as I am right now. Still involved in things and helping Keisha Gaines, who's the mayor of Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm.
And she's done great things since she's been the mayor.
Yes.
So I'm still involved. Mm-hmm. Right now, I don't see myself coming back at this moment in time. But mm-hmm. when I get closer to retirement, I could see my wife and myself coming back to the land.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. I've heard mixed reviews from people saying, no, I wouldn't come at all. There's nothing here for me. And then also people saying, no, I would come back. This is home, and I want to be here. Mm-hmm. I want to stay connected to the community.
Yeah, when I'm ready to get to a slower pace of life,
yeah,
I would be okay with that.
You would, yes, mm-hmm. yeah.
But as far as involvement now, my involvement would be doing other things here mm-hmm. that will help it grow.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So speaking of the sports complex concept, what do you think? Just generally speaking, like, what do you think about it in general?
Well, I'm probably the head man behind this sports complex.
Okay.
I was totally taken aback when I walked in today and heard about it.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know this was... I had no clue.
Okay.
Keisha told me it was some good stuff and you're going to like it more.
Yeah.
And this was the rundown. She knows this is up my alley. The reason being... is because I have a nonprofit organization called Oklahoma Ballers Incorporated.
Wow.
That is a nonprofit organization to help underserved kids and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
We use basketball as the primary catalyst for positive development. Mm-hmm. With that being said, we have a lot of kids that's in this area. And when I say this area, Tallahassee on the whole always encompassed the Muskogee area, Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
This was a whole region mm-hmm. in this area. So with that, that's about 55,000-60,000 people it mm-hmm. probably could touch.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of kids there that doesn't have the resources to go up the turnpike 30, mm-hmm. 40 miles to be in Tulsa every day.
Right.
To practice and do this and that and the other. We need an area where we can do that with our kids and then go to them maybe once a week mm-hmm. to compete against them.
Right, yeah.
And give them a better chance at life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think sports is a great thing when absolutely. Used in the right way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've seen the erosion of communities because our mentors and what have you passed away. And we need more of them out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a way to give back.
Right.
So when you ask me about that sports complex, I'm a big proponent of it because of where the area sits.
Mm-hmm.
What sports did for me while I was here in Tallahassee. I greatly remember the basketball games and mm-hmm. the camaraderie this town had. It was a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It was
mm-hmm.
a whole scene.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just go to the game and it's over with. It was a whole, how you call it, event.
Right, right.
And I would like to get back to that.
Yeah. So what do you remember about the field house, the way it looked?
I remember it was about... It was super loud, and it was always packed.
Mm.
And as a little 6, 7, 8-year-old, you didn't know any difference. I hadn't been to bigger arenas in my life
right.
or what have you. So it had 3 to 4 bleachers on each side, mm-hmm. and every seat was taken. Everybody wow. who's somebody is there. And when you're walking in the game, I still remember the smells of popcorn mm. and everything like that. The town, whatever. I don't want to say no bad names or anything.
Yeah.
Just... people from all walks of life would be there.
Uh-huh.
They were there to root for the home team.
Mm.
Or the visiting team was there to root for theirs.
Right.
And
wow.
just the great times we had.
Wow.
And shared.
Wow.
I guess that answered.
Yeah, it did. Thank you. So what do you do with your free time? I know you live in Tulsa right now. But what is there to do? I would love to hear what you do in your free time, just in your home, where you live now. And then what do people do in their free time in Tallahassee?
For me, free time in Tulsa would consist of possibly traveling and things mm-hmm. of that nature and doing stuff with my organization.
Yeah.
That's what takes up a lot of my time.
Mm-hmm.
It's less now. I'm starting to be more free because my daughter is now playing ball. So that was the catalyst of all this. I see the payoff
mm-hmm.
in the kids that I brought up. I got some at the University of Tulsa, mm-hmm. some at NEO,
wow.
some at Seminole, some at West Texas State.
Wow.
On and on and on. Houston Baptist.
Kids that went through your program
right now. Kids that
right
came through the program.
College.
And my own child is
wow.
in college.
Wow. Wow.
So
awesome.
I follow them.
Mm-hmm.
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 And they're big time. Now, things to do here in Tallahassee, there's nothing to do. These kids go to school. The school is closed now, so they
yeah.
go to Porter or Haskell or whatever school they go to. Come back home, and they just run up and down these streets with no... They got to think up an activity to do.
Mm.
I think having some kind of sports complex, a splash pad, a gym,
mm-hmm.
it would help these kids greatly.
Yeah.
Although the town is not very large, there's still a decent amount of kids to run around here and their cousins and what have you come here.
Mm-hmm.
If you had that, you're also going to bring in some other ones that aren't coming right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it will create, you know, something great for them to do.
Right. It will attract more people.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And it would give myself, people such as myself, opportunity to come in and show how you form and do some things with organizations and what
mm-hmm,
have you.
Mm-hmm.
Give some kind of pride to what you do.
Right. So what are like the gathering spaces, whether there's outdoor or indoor here in Tallahassee? I know the Civic Center where we are right now is one of those spaces. What are some other spaces where you see people come together?
There was two others. this one and across the street at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rodeo ground.
The rodeo. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, it's really just this.
Yeah.
What we want to do is get
when
back.
When you say this, you mean the Civic Center? This
yes.
This is now the only public space that you see until it has to
be used all the time.
Together.
From time to time, they're over in the field house.
Mm-hmm.
Because although there's no true basketball floor, there's the gym is still viable.
Mm-hmm.
So kids will go in there and play around.
Go in there and play. Wow. Okay. So what do you like about the Civic Center and the rodeo grounds? In the few public areas that you have.
What I like about it, if I can speak frankly, is mm-hmm. that it's going to continue the rich history that this town has had.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of pride here.
Mm-hmm.
Over the year, last few years, maybe not so much as it used to be, mm-hmm. but it can be rekindled.
Right.
This is the oldest African-American town in the state of Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They've heard of Boley or whatever if they grew up in Oklahoma City and mm-hmm. all that stuff. No, this was the original.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get back to what it used to be.
Yes, absolutely.
And we are a product of those people that put that history in us.
Mm-hmm.
So we are neglecting the community if we don't do something right now.
Yeah.
It's been too long. It's time to do something. And right now, Keisha has done great things to get us to where we are right now. Let's get on over the hump and do a few more things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow.
And let's be a catalyst
yes.
to greater things. This place sits in a great spot. It's easy to access.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason why we can't make this community be some kind of thriving community again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What's something that you don't like about some of those public spaces like the rodeo, the field house, and even here at the Civic Center?
That's easy. That's yeah. easy. Mm-hmm. it needs to be cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that it's been neglected so long. We just need to get back to some pride and get some things. Mm-hmm. It just takes one. Start
yeah.
fixing one thing, other things start to follow.
Yeah. And do you feel like that about each of those spaces, that it's just not well kept or just needs repair, the field house, the
just needs,
in here?
I think it just needs some repair and it needs some direction of what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think as far as the upkeep, that will be easy to do once we decide, hey, we're going to develop this space
mm-hmm.
and do something, you know.
And does the town own the field house or is that
it's
someone
owned by the, no, it's owned by Tallahassee.
Okay.
They have it clear and free.
Okay, got mm-hmm. it. Got it. All right. So what would it mean to you to have an improved gathering space in Tallahassee, whether that's the field house or any other areas? What would that mean to you to have an improved space where people can come together?
To me, it would mean that we've done something. We've left some type of legacy
mm-hmm.
for the ones that come after us. We are showing that a place like this can become viable again.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, people are moving to the suburbs or moving even from the suburbs now and further away. The next place they're looking is Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm.
When I say they, you understand what I'm talking about, the corporations, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And with different changes in laws and what have you, everybody's looking for quote land.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're going to look for is the land that's been tied up amongst a whole bunch of family members. No one's paying tax, this, that, and other, and they're going to call it eminent domain and take it away.
Mm-hmm.
I want to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to take pride in what we have. Let's get things going back in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And keep what we, preserve what we have and build on the legacy that we previously had.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. be happy and know what you came from.
Yes. And what? That answer. Yes, you did. Yes, you're doing great. Thank you. And then my last question is, what is the most important change you would like to see in public spaces in Tallahassee where people can come together? What is the most important change you would like to see? Let's focus on the field house.
All right.
What's the most important change you would like to see for that area?
The most important thing, I think, for the field house is to make it where it's viable, where you can allow fans and it be opened up to the general public.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, what I need, number one, or we need, it needs to have a multi-surface floor placed back into that community center. We've been working for it. We've done a lot of improvements to the field house.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last step that remains between success and failure.
Mm-hmm.
It needs a floor. And that is a pretty pricey task right now. I don't want a wood floor because given that it's a smaller community, there's a lot of upkeep when you have a wood floor, heat and air and everything like that. And you're not going to always have those things on.
Mm-hmm.
Although it has heat and stuff in it, you don't want to run a bill up when you don't want to. So I want a multi-purpose surface. That's what I'm working
for. Something that will be more durable over
the
years.
And will last over years. So now you can use it as more than just a quote-unquote gym.
Yeah.
It can be used as the community center
mm-hmm.
where you can hold dances. You can hold events. There's plenty of families in Muskogee and Wagner and what have you that's always looking for somewhere to hold family reunions and gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
If we get these public places, especially that field house, now we got a gathering place. You can rent that out. You can create value in the town. You can create some money that's moving around here. People will know their way back.
Right. And when you have a basketball court, it's not as resilient, you know, because you have to maintain it.
Right.
You have to be careful. I remember being in high school. There were certain things that we couldn't do on the basketball court because they said that it would damage it or run it down. We would have dances. Someone would have to come out and put a huge tarp on the floor to protect it. So I think that's a great point that whatever flooring goes in there, if it can be multi-purpose, it can help make the building more functional. Even outside of just basketball, but events and family reunions and gatherings that could help even bring money in for the center.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what
point.
I'm looking for.
Yes.
And that's been I've been tasked with that for probably the last 5 years.
Wow.
We've been doing, what you see now is a whole lot better than what it was. We've
worked
on it, gotten, because at one time the doors were open, deer would run in and out.
Goodness.
I mean, animals come flying out of it.
Wow.
We've got it resecured. There's a lifetime roof on it.
Wow.
So on and so forth. We had a beehive in the back corner.
Oh my goodness.
All
wow.
of this.
Wow.
I mean, it was just going
it was
to full neglect.
Wild.
Now it's been resecured. The windows that were busted, we got now plexiglass in those spots.
Good.
We're probably in time go and get the real glass.
Yeah.
Cut and all
that's
that.
Good. That's a lot of progress, especially.
Yes.
Without, this is not your full-time job, obviously.
Right.
Like, this is just you in a volunteer capacity with your group trying to improve
right.
the space. So that's wonderful that you guys have been able to do even that much.
The bathrooms have fell in disrepair, but they can be what's called demoed. We've already been through that. Just demo the whole area, rebuild it into ADA-compliant area, get back to having this gym. With that being said, this is what this community needs. It would be terrific. Now you can have Little League sports and what have you, because people are always looking for a space to run and you can not necessarily undercut people, but people that haven't been as let's say Muskogee Public or Wagner Public schools, for instance, they don't want to rent their stuff out because it's quote school system. But you got this town of Tallahassee that has these facilities. They can rent it. There would be stuff in here every weekend.
Okay.
Or a lot
that's
of weekends.
That's a good point. Yes.
And it's money.
Right.
Now you got a facility. Now you got other things. Maybe you having a fish fry. You bring in
a little concession stand.
Yeah, concession. Yeah. You bring the little trucks out here.
Yes.
Do what
trucks.
You want. You know, barbecue.
Mr. Bates.
Yep. Now you got an event.
Right. And a whole little ecosystem that's supporting entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
And bringing in just really just fun for the community to enjoy, and outsiders as well to look forward to come in and visit.
Right. And where this sits, I don't think you're going to interrupt anyone's way of life, is what I'm saying.
It shouldn't be calling nuisances or anything like that. Yeah. It's a really good point. Well, thank you, Marty. This is all great information. I'm going to stop the recording. Thank you so much.
Okay.
This is